This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Can we slow down enough to experience God? In the Bible, God's voice seemed to be silent for a long time. Before Samuel becomes a prophet, it was said then that the voice of the Lord was rare, and the time between the Old and New Testaments is referred often as the 400 years of silence. And during those times, people were tempted to believe God had abandoned them or forgotten them. But actual fact, God was preparing the people for something incredible. Now, maybe there's something about that for us. When we slow down and embrace the quiet, we join God in the process of making all things new. There's a book called Addicted to Hurry by Kirk Byron Jones, and he says that the result of our hurried lives is we don't see clearly, we don't listen carefully, and we don't think deeply, and we don't savour things that are happening now. When we get really busy, we don't see things clearly the way they are. Billy Graham tells the story when he was in Los Angeles years ago in the first round of revivals, and his daughter Ruth had just been born, and he had left her and his wife back in their hometown. During the revival services, Billy's family came to visit him, and when he saw his sister-in-law holding his own daughter Ruth, he asked her, "Who was this baby?" He was so busy that he didn't even recognize his own child. So before we get critical of Billy Graham, the truth is that we can all get busy and we don't see the needs of our family and friends who are right in front of us. We get so busy with our schedules and our activities that we don't see the hurt or the disappointment in the eyes of those around us. We get busy that we fail to see the beauty that God has placed in the world around us. So our hurry-up world, it means that we don't think deeply. You know, thinking deeply means taking time to reflect on things. Why? So that we can learn from them. This is what we call wisdom. Wisdom is really just life's experience reflected on and learned from. It develops wisdom. Do you want to be a wise person? Well, ask the question, what does it mean? So these are the questions we need to ask. And as we read the Bible, we pray and we read the news, you know, things that are happening around us, we can reflect on the decisions and the choices that we make every day. And if we're going to gain wisdom and perspective, we need to think deeply. I think that in our hurry-up world where every message needs to be expressed in 140 characters or less, there's no room left for deep thinking. So we live in this out-of-control time. You know, we're so busy running from one thing to the next that we don't really enjoy what it is that we're doing at the moment. Let's celebrate what's taking a part in our lives today. What about nurturing friendships, strengthening families? Maybe we need to stop and confess that, look, yeah, Lord, my life is out of control. I need to make some changes. Look at our phones, our diaries, our schedules. Do you know what it means to stop? Maybe we need to repent of that and say, Lord, I have sinned. I have done the wrong thing. I'm allowing this to take over my life. From the Ten Commandments, we heard how God wants to order our lives. I mean, back in Exodus 20, there are something like 630 rules in the Old Testament. Can you believe it? Things that people had to do to take time rest. And God says taking time to rest is sort of up there with the top of the commandments. You know, you shall not murder or steal. So yes, God is serious about our need to rest. So it's all about, I think, living lives differently. When we begin to slow down, we're able to remember that God has called us to rest. We are his children. We're made in the image of God. And I think that's why worship is very important. And I hope that you do worship God. God created a day to rest because that's a quality day to find the time to go to church and to spend time with people. It's really important in the survival of our world. Heavenly Father, I just pray today that you'll help us to understand that you've made us the way we are. Help us, Lord, to just stop, slow down, and to see what it is that you're doing in our world. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.